Yeah, man. So obviously, you know, like we said, do your own research. And so I was in the lab this morning, and right before I actually called Ian, and he didn't pick up. But I'm like, oh, I'm looking at my charts, I'm going over my calls because I'm reevaluating my portfolio. And lo and behold, I see January 19th, 2024. I was actually looking at SMH, looking for the future of SMH. And so I'm like, oh, SMH is January 2024. Let me check the rest of my table. Oh, XLK, January 2024. Oh, I'm like, wait, let me check Apple. And so, long story short, options chains have extended to obviously January 19, 2024. And so, right now, I was in the lab all day redesigning the portfolio to say, all right, we can go with a longer term play here. We can go with a longer term situation here. And I put the bat call out, I put it in the group chat. It was like the first person to respond, Wall Street Trapper. He said, yes, brother. But he also said something very important. And we mentioned it at the beginning of September that quadruple witching happens in September. And so, for everybody that is interested in getting option calls at this point, I would definitely, and this is just recommended, you don't have to do it, but I would wait to after witching.
Tell them about the chain. What is the option chain? For anybody that might be watching Market Monday that doesn't know about options too much, what is the
Yeah,
option
so the option
chain?
chain is really the expiration date, right? And so each stock has an expiration date. And like, so this week, what's Friday? September, I think I have an option that's expiring September 18th,
September 17th
17th.
is
So
Friday.
17th, there will be contracts and options, even in the futures market, that will be expiring. And so when you see contracts expiring, usually that means obviously when some expire, there will be new ones created. And so usually around witching, you'll see new ones created or options extended. And so when I say new ones created, I want to be very clear. 2024 is an extension, right? That's a new year. When I say new ones created, I mean, so like if we're in September 2021, you may see new ones created like February 22, or you might see March 22. So they've extended, but not a new year. And so this week, and I think some of them, I believe September 3rd, we started seeing some of them open today. And so that's good. And there's a few reasons why I think it's a good thing is because when the option call opens, you can see its initial price. You can see where it was valued at. Two things why that matters, right? Two reasons. You can see if you're going to buy it under value, right? So if that option price opened at $25 or $2 and you buy it at 79 cents, you can see that there's been a drop in this option call. This might be a good place to get in, right? If you're looking at the ask and the bid, or if you're getting it opened at $2 and now it's at 570, right? Obviously, this has run up a little bit. This might not be the best place for you to get in. And so these are some of the things that I'm looking at when I'm looking at option calls. And then, like in 2 days, I'm going to get a call from Rashad Bilal, and he's going to tell he goes say, "What's the move? What we doing?" But yeah, so the call is out. And so if you're interested, if you trade options, 2024s are out. I know.
What's quadruple witching?
So it's when contracts expire. And so, like I said, in the future.
You're funny. That's funny.
So it the third month and the third week of the third month of each quarter, usually contracts expire. And so that's happening this week. Like I said, September 17th, September 18th, September 17th, since the 18th is on a Saturday, those contracts will expire, and new ones will be created. And so that means that people are selling out of their positions, right? They're saying, okay, either we're taking profit and we're moving on, or we're taking profit and we're extending into later positions. And so that's happening this week. And so when I text that, Travel's like, yo, we're gonna wait till after witching. So that would be next week. And that strategy has worked for us in the past. I'm saying us because we have a similar trading portfolio.
For those of you who want to overtrade, once again, I want to ask, how many trades have you guys done this year?
Right. Us?
Us personally?
Yep.
Not a lot.
Yeah,
not a
this year has
lot
been
probably
less
like
than 10.
yeah definitely definitely
I did.
definitely
Yeah, we'll talk about that in investment
definitely
in our group chat. But yeah, not many. Like I said,
I probably did like six five like five
I'm probably like 10 or 12.
That's it.
Yeah.
90% of your money long term, other 10% for trading. You guys should do less than 10 trades a year. If you was at InvestUS, you know the formula. Don't come on here in 8 weeks. I lost $88,000 because I did 14 trades. I'm a laugh. Don't
Ain't
do
tell
it.
you to do that. We ain't tell you to do that.
Oh
So
man.
yeah,
Might
so
clip that up.
we I know for sure in Apple, I'll just put the ones that are in my portfolio that I'm looking at. Apple, Square, Disney, XLK, XLY, SMH. I added, and Ian, we were on the phone. I talked about this. I'm like, look, I'm thinking Zscaler. I had a position there. I spoke about it last week in CrowdStrike. And we kind of had a little back and forth there about that. And so,
yeah, man.
So that's where I'm at with it. And I just want to give everybody a heads up, because I know sometimes it'll be like 6 weeks into the quarter and you're like, wait, the 2024 calls are on. And I'm like, nah, I told you today, September 13th, when a lot of them opened and I saw the opening price. I got the sheet right there. I had a whole new notepad. I actually took that strategy from Trap. Every time I see him walking and you talk to him about stocks, he's writing it down in a notebook. And so I started getting a notebook myself and writing it down. So I got my opening prices for some of these. So I know when I enter these positions, where I'm entering them at, if I'm entering them at value. And so, yeah, something that's a little tidbit that maybe you can add to your arsenal as well.
Yeah, there you have it. All right. So Ian, now that you're back, let's talk about these top three lessons learned from one of the Red Panda members that made $42,000 trading futures in the last 30 days.
Man, I'll go back to what we were just talking about. It's a few trades. So today, NASDAQ dropped really hard. Kudos to my guy. I won't say your name because I don't want people blowing you up like that. But everyone thinks that the secret to making a lot of money in trading is to trade more. It's actually less. Like last month, I took 18 trades, won all 18. And I can argue probably even last month, I probably overtraded. So number one, I'll say here, only take 10 good trades on the year. Number two, have a really, really big target. So if you are going to trade capital, size up after you practice your 300 trades, and your trade should make you a sizable amount of money. If your trades are not making you between, let's say, $5,000 to $15,000 per trade, your risk to reward ratio is off when your target is too short. And number three, the part that me, you, Trap, shout out Bam, Mike, MG, everybody who be in the chat, you have to put the time in. Please put this in chat. If you want to get rich, you have to invest in your knowledge. I'm not selling you guys anything, but the number of people that I've met when I ask, hey, have you read 25 books this year? They're like, no. I'm like, if you knew how exhausted we were on a day-to-day basis, you know, Rashad got a migraine from being out in the sun. You probably put up 28,000 jumpers while giving out t-shirts, right? I'm driving to drop Xander off when he's sick, then come back and do the show. Like, I'm telling you, for the one or two of you who are going to listen, your ultimate edge is knowing that everyone you're competing against is lazy as hell. Please read 50 pages a day. Complete Turtle Traders, Market Wizards, Unknown Market Wizards, Hedge Fund Market Wizards, and dive through those pages. And then everyone's going to have the same roller coaster. If you're excited when you first start, then you lose and you're like, I should quit. What my guy did, he just kept pouring in. And then, you know, he was hitting me at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning with ideas. And that's when I know he was getting into his own, because the knowledge is going to equip you to be able to make the kind of capital that you want. Cause this really is a game of information. That's why I put so much time into reading and tell you guys to pour in so much, because all the secrets are hidden in the book. But once you put them together in like a gumbo pot, that's where your edge is going to be. So to read more, you need, your trades should produce $5,000 to $15,000 minimum per trade. You're not going to hit $500 a day. You're not going to do it. No business is that, like Apple does not clear a certain amount of dollars per day, every day. They have peaks and valleys, right? And then also too, the last bonus tip I'll get is, like, you need to say the affirmation of how much money you want to make. Everything that we've all done on the show, we set it out verbally, either to ourselves or each other or out on the show, and then push to make it happen. I see a lot of people talking about trading and say they want to be free. And I'm like, what kind of targets do you want to make? And they're like, man, if I get $200 a day, I'll be cool. I'm like, no, you won't. No, you won't. So set a big target. Don't tell your family. Don't tell your friends. Keep it inside of you and tell yourself that you're capable and you're worthy of it and you can make it happen. So I hope to help you guys, but please read more. I'm begging you.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.